T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gonna wrap up our tour around the NFC South as Luke Johnson joins us, New Orleans Times, Picayune Saints beat reporter. He's on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta Ford dealer, chatting about what we expect to see on Thursday night from each of the teams. And obviously, like we just mentioned, Carolina might not be involved Thursday, but certainly Friday and Saturday they'll look to make their mark. But the New Orleans Saints are not far behind the Atlanta Falcons, the 14th overall pick. So first of all, Luke, good evening to you. And then secondly, what are some of the names and options being discussed at 14 for the Saints?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I think for the Saints, they feel very fortunate. This is a draft where there's a lot of tackles who are expected to go in the first round. They have an extremely pressing need there. Their first-round pick from 2 years ago, Trevor Penning, he was benched early in last season and basically was just left on the sideline, wasn't even used in their jumbo formations. They just kind of wanted to let him just kind of get through the year and try to figure out what was wrong in the offseason. And then the right tackle, Ryan Ramczyk, who's been a very good pro for them for a long time, has a degenerative knee issue. And, you know, it's like after the season, they were like, man, we hope he's going to be okay. And then we hear the combine, they're optimistic. And then like 2 weeks later, you know, or 3 weeks later, whatever it was at the owners' meetings, all of a sudden the prognosis is pretty doom and gloom again. And there's concern that he might not ever play again. So they might have gaping holes at both of their tackle positions, which is not really a spot you want to be in when you're breaking in a new offense with a quarterback who's got to kind of prove his value here. So I think when you're looking at them, you're looking tackle. Just kind of depends on who's going to be there. But the guy I keep coming back to is Olu Fashanu, the Penn State offensive tackle. It kind of varies depending on which service you're looking at, where people kind of rank him among this group. But if he's there at number 14, I just have a really hard time seeing the Saints pass him up. He's just got everything that they traditionally covet and value in an offensive lineman. And I think they'd be absolutely thrilled if he's there.
Yeah, once you went with the offensive tackle, I was like, man, I bet they want Fashanu. There's no denying that. We see the same things from him. Obviously not a massive need here in Atlanta, but there's no denying the prospect that Fashanu seems to be. So, Luke, when I look at this team, I'm trying to figure out exactly where the Saints are in terms of momentum. Are you viewing this team as one that can compete for the division? Are we trying to rebuild? Like, exactly where is this franchise right now?
Well, that's a really good question, man. I think the Saints view themselves as a team that they still believe they can compete with this roster that they have right now. But I think it's getting harder and harder to see that. They're also at a point where they're finally starting to kind of take their medicine a little bit with where they're at with the salary cap, to try to not be in a position where they got to clear $80 million every year. We saw them take a couple contracts that they would have normally touched in past years and not decide to restructure them, contracts like Alvin Kamara's and Taysom Hill's. We haven't seen them really get very active in the free agent market. And the only guy who they signed who were really expecting to be a regular contributor is Chase Young. And the only reason they're able to sign him is because he's got a neck injury that'll keep him out of part of training camp. So it's really hard to peg where they're going to be. Yeah, I think there's reason to be a little bit excited because they're finally breaking in a new offense, or they're finally going to be coming into this modern age of NFL football. I think Clint Kubiak, with some of the pieces they have, could be really fun. But their defense is aging. It's taken a step back each of the last couple of years. Guys who they're paying a lot of money, Cam Jordan, didn't produce at a level that we're used to seeing from him. It's kind of hard to say right now if you look at it right now, they're probably third in the pecking order in the NFC South. And this is a team that expects to compete. You know, it's a weird situation they're in.
It is the voice of Luke Johnson, New Orleans Times, Picayune Saint beat reporter, also long distance runner. We may touch on that in just a moment. I know this is kind of a goofy question, but maybe it's just me. I actually feel there's some legitimacy to it. Would Jameis Winston have been back if he didn't get Jamal Williams that touchdown week 18 last year?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that, look, I mean, that probably that
final nail in the coffin.
I think both parties knew that they were going for, you know, in different directions at that point. And that was just like, okay, well, and now you're definitely gone. I think he was still really respected in the locker room here. People loved him around here, but, Jameis was never going to see the field here. And you know, it's not like he's got a lot of opportunities elsewhere. You got to remember that he came here, he signed a number of short-term deals here. So he's had his opportunities to sign other places and get a starting job other places. But the demand wasn't there for him. Last year the Saints used a fourth round pick on Jake Haener, who they like a lot. I think that they were just preparing themselves at that point to just ride with Derek Carr. This is a little bit of a different spot for them than they have been in. They've always had a quarterback like Jameis Winston, like Teddy Bridgewater, like Andy Dalton, who's been able to step in and play like starting caliber football in case the starter got injured. They still have Taysom Hill here, who's played some pretty good ball as a starter, but yeah, they're kind of going in a new direction with their, you know, their philosophy there. I don't think that played a huge factor in.
That's
Jameis not being
that's
back.
Unfortunate because I really like that storyline a lot better than like the real answer of like, it was just time to part ways.
But look, when it happened, and we got the explanation afterwards, I can guarantee you all of us beat writers looked at him and were like, he's gone. No chance. There's no chance he's coming back after that.
Yeah, there you go. Luke Johnson, New Orleans Saints beat writer, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. I kind of asked this question a little bit differently to a previous guest previewing what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had done this offseason and the expectations there. But Dennis Allen, what is his status? Is he entering this year on the hot seat? What do you view as what they need to get this year for him to remain as the head coach?
I think if you look around the NFL and you look at the way all the other teams operate, you'd have to look at Dennis Allen and say, yes, he is 100% on the hot seat. It feels hard to say that here because this is absolutely an organization that values and prioritizes stability. and you know, kind of a long leash and trust. I think, you know, a lot of us were thinking he was on the hot seat last year before they had the kind of hot finish to end the year. They went 4-1 in their last five. That kind of eliminated those questions from really being valid. But look, you know, 7-10 and 9-8 with a roster that won 50 games in the 4 years prior to him being there. You know, I think it's a valid question. I was like, he's got to win this year. He's got to get him back in the postseason. I think, you know, they can love stability all they want. You know, Mickey Loomis has been here since 2002. All of his head honchos up in the front office with him have been here since, you know, 15 or 16, some longer. Kai Harley's been here for a long, long time, their cap guy. But, you know, it's a results business. And, you know, this is, he's got his quarterback, you know, he's got his coaching staff now, his offensive coaching staff. Like, he's got to get it done this year. And I think he would agree with that. You know, three years is a good enough window here with the amount of talent they had on the team while he's been here. So, yeah, I would say yes. I would say it's got to happen. But, you know, this is, again, he could go 8-9 this year, and the Saints would say he's, you know, we're bringing him back for another year. It wouldn't totally surprise me.
Chatting about the offseason the New Orleans Saints have had with Luke Johnson, I do want to ask you about your opinions on the Falcons in just a moment. But how much added pressure is on the front office there in New Orleans to not miss on these first and second round picks without having that third or fourth rounder that you could potentially hit gold on?
Look, I think there's just pressure on them regardless, even if they had those original picks, because while they've had some pretty decent drafts over the last several years, not including that 17 class, which you know, like no team ever hits on a class like that. That was a one in a million. They've gotten some good players, but like they've taken these like big home run swings on players in the first round, guys with traits who they're trying to project, and like none of them have worked out. You know, Marcus Davenport was often injured and never lived up to his potential here, and he never even signed a big deal when he left. Trevor Penning's been, you know, at this point a bust. I think they still believe he can be much better than he has been, but you know, you traded. The reason they don't have a second-round pick in 2024 is because they traded to the Eagles in 2022 to get Trevor Penning. And they traded their 2023 first, which the Eagles then used to draft Jalen Carter, you know, a player who's had a better rookie season than the defensive tackle the Saints ended up drafting at 30. So, like, they've taken lots of guys like this. Peyton Turner, a defensive end out of Houston, who, you know, small school, big traits, not a bunch of production. And the Saints thought they could get a lot out of him, and he's just been hurt the whole time. So yeah, they've got to get impact guys of those high picks, because we're seeing what happens now when you don't get that. You know, they have a massive hole at tackle because their tackle didn't work out. You know, they had to go spend $13 million on a pass rusher who's been injured most of his career, in Chase Young, because their first round picks at defensive end hasn't worked out. Their second round pick last year, Isaiah Foskey, had barely got on the field. So they've been decent in the middle and late rounds, but like they've taken these like big risks in the first round that just haven't panned out. Like the analogy I keep using is they need to try to hit a double. They keep doing these home run swings. They just need to poke one down the line and play it safe a little bit here.
And then final question for you, Luke, if you were the Atlanta Falcons front office with the 8th overall pick, what would you be looking to do there?
Well, I feel like, you know, we've been talking about the Falcons' lack of pass rush for years. I'd say it's not a surprise, but every time I open up a mock draft, I see Dallas Turner there. But, you know, we were talking on a podcast today just about, you know, my colleague, we did a mock draft and my colleague picked Roma Dunze to the Falcons. I was just like, man, like another top 10 pick on offense for Atlanta, but like, how sick would that be? Like, how do you match up with that team if you got Odunze and Drake London and Bijan Robinson and Kirk Cousins pulling the trigger and a pretty good offensive line working for that? I mean, you know, with a new offensive coordinator calling the plays. I mean, I think that would be fun. It'd be fun to cover those types of games. But yeah, I still think that I feel like they got to beef up that pass rush. Like, this is an offense-heavy draft, but if you can get one of the few defensive impact playmakers in the top 10. I think that's probably the smartest move.
Luke Johnson, unfortunately, we're out of time. I did want to ask you about a 16-year delay between your first and second marathons. It's going to have to wait until next time, but certainly congratulations on that finish there in Utah. And thanks for breaking down the NFL draft with us.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you all soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.